I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Conditions worsen by the week in Lebanon. Between January and April, the Lebanese pound lost nearly 50% of its already depreciated value. Today, the pound is worth less than 1% of a penny, and inflation is in triple digits. The World Food Program just released another cash infusion to keep thousands of Lebanon's most vulnerable families from starving. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says Lebanon got this way because politicians
focused on themselves and not on the good of the country or the good of the people. And it's corruption. The only way you're going to fight corruption is by building a team of value-based people firmly rooted in the Word of God so that they can share their faith personally and openly into their people group.
And please pray as people change by knowing and following Jesus, the country will change for the better. Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, but conflict in eastern Ukraine first began in 2014. Right at that time, a Ukrainian pastor was starting up a house church in the region. Eric Foley works with many Ukrainian Christians and other Russian speakers through the Voice of the Martyrs Korea. When the invasion started, it triggered a food shortage. The pastor and his wife scrapped together enough flour to give away 30 loaves of bread.
People were just moved that this small little family house church would share everything they had. So people started bringing flour. A farmer brought 60 liters of milk. Someone miraculously supplied yeast to the family. So over the course of the next 10 days, they ended up making about 160 loaves of bread a day. The government called them and said, "We understand you have bread."
Praise God for his new creation breaking into the war zone. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org.